Welcome to Historical Jesus. I'm Mark Vinette. Cultural Christians are the non-religious or non-practicing Christians who received Christian values and appreciate Christian culture. They respect and follow the religious holidays with deference for their customs and traditions, and recognize that Christianity was a major component of Western civilization and a bedrock of Europe and the Americas. As such, these individuals usually identify themselves as culturally Christians and are often seen by practicing believers as nominal Christians. Longtime atheist Richard Dawkins' remarkable confession that he is a cultural Christian has Christian apologists scratching their heads, including Dinesh D'Souza and Frank Turek.
I want to talk in depth about longtime atheist Richard Dawkins and his remarkable confession that he is a cultural Christian. With Christian apologist, author, and podcaster Frank Turek, we're going to talk about how Christianity shaped Western civilization in America and what a post-Christian society might look like. His name is Frank Turek. He's a Christian apologist. He's a writer, an author, a speaker. He travels to college campuses, high schools, and churches. His book, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. I want to start by asking you about this latest business with Richard Dawkins, who is the most prominent living atheist, author of The God Delusion, someone who launched a vicious attack on the idea of God and on Christianity, basically saying things like the God of the Old Testament is the worst, most evil character in all of fiction. That line kind of stuck with me from that book. Nothing good can come out of Christianity seemed to be the theme of that book. And yet here he is in a very measured tone in an interview, essentially calling himself a cultural Christian. I wonder if you think that that is a significant admission on his part, and what do you think he's getting at?
You're absolutely right. This is something that Dawkins actually has been saying for quite a while now, maybe a decade or so. And he's saying that he realizes that Christianity is basically blunting Islam taking over the UK. He knows the danger of Sharia law. He says he'd much rather live in a country with Christian values than Muslim values. So from a pragmatic standpoint, he's pointing out that even though he thinks Christianity's bunk and he doesn't believe a word of it, as he says, he thinks that it's actually a good thing to live in a Christian country that has the kind of freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of speech that you don't have in most Muslim countries. So he's admitting from a pragmatic perspective that this is a good thing.
Do you think that he's making a kind of a lesser evil argument? Because I think you're quite right. He's very hostile to the kind of Sharia approach of the radical Muslims. He recognizes that that's what they want to bring to the West. Of course, Dawkins lives in England. You see both in Great Britain and in France, powerful Muslim lobbies pushing for Sharia districts and areas of Western countries now to be governed by Sharia law. So I agree, Dawkins is recoiling against that. Do you think he's just saying, hey, listen, I would rather have an atheist society, but it doesn't look to be my choice. Looks like I'm going to have to choose between Islamic society and Christian society, and I'm going to opt for Christian society because I think it is better than Islamic society. Although, if it were up to me, I would rather have a third option, which is a society free of religion altogether. You think that's his position?
Well, partially, but I think he's also echoing, believe it or not, what Hitchens said. And you debated Hitchens, and I debated Hitchens years ago. And Hitchens called himself a Protestant atheist. Now, what did he mean by that? He meant that although he wanted to freely speak out against Christianity, I think in an implicit sense, he knew that the values that allowed him to speak out came from Christianity. Much like the UK historian Tom Holland said in his book Dominion, that despite the fact he's not a Christian, his values are thoroughly Christian. Because in an atheistic society, you're not guaranteed freedom of speech or freedom of religion or freedom of the press or freedom of assembly. But in a Christian society, at least properly understood, you do have those values. So I think many atheists are starting to realize that Islam is not the way forward. atheism with no moral objective foundation isn't the way forward. The only way we're going to have human rights is through Christianity. Is atheism going to guarantee freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press? No. Is Islam going to do that? No. Is Hinduism going to do that? No. Is agnosticism going to do that? No. Is Buddhism going to do that? No. Only the Judeo-Christian worldview is going to do that. And by the way, you pointed that out in your 2007 book, What's So Great About Christianity? What's so great about it? It gives us these values.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When I wrote that book in 2007, I was dealing with an argument that was coming from the new atheists, at least in their first phase. And I'm thinking of Hitchens' God is not great. Of course, Dawkins' God delusion. Sam Harris's The End of Faith. In which they would say, all right, Western civilization is built on Athens and Jerusalem, but all the best values like free speech, philosophy, independent thought, cross-examination come from Athens, not from Jerusalem. And so they were using Athens against Jerusalem. It may be that upon reflection and over the years, the same guys, including Hitchens, now including Dawkins, have come to see, well, wait a minute, it's not entirely true. Some of the ideas are rooted in Athens, but for example, Athens had widespread slavery. Mm-hmm. Athens was not a free society in the sense that we understand it. It was highly regimented. People who went against the state were ostracized, sometimes for life, banished, exiled, and so on. So the kind of freedom that you and I mean when we talk normally about freedom in the modern sense, that was not a prerogative of ancient Greece and Rome. That came later through the influence of Christianity. So now, Dawkins doesn't speak about any of this in detail. He just says things like, I like cathedrals and old parish churches. So he's kind of giving you the idea, almost like he likes the feel. Christianity has created artifacts that are familiar to him, and he's comfortable in that. But I think he's understating the case here, because what he really means is that the basic notion of equality of rights, human dignity, universal brotherhood, the invention of the university, the invention of the hospital, all of this is the great contribution of Christianity to the West and indeed to the world.
And even women's rights. And I know Dawkins actually said, well, you know, Christianity has some problems with women rights when it comes to women vicars and bishops and that kind of thing. But then he contrasted that to Islam. And if you look at Islam, as he rightly pointed out, Islam is hostile to women in certain respects. Whereas Christianity says, well, you have different functions in the church. A woman and a man might have different functions, but they're equally made in the image of God. And Jesus was the one that had mostly women as his initial followers. And early on, Christianity was thought to be a religion for women because it was so positive toward women, including the sexual ethic. As you know, in the Roman culture, a man could have sex with anybody he wanted to, even though he was married, but a woman couldn't. And the Apostle Paul comes along and says, no, man, you need to be faithful to your wives. Now, this was revolutionary at the time. And I think that feminism today wants women to act more like men. In other words, be non-monogamous. But Christianity wants men to actually act more like women, to be monogamous. Now, what's better for society overall? The Christian view, not the feminist view.
The philosopher Nietzsche says this: We are living in a Christian civilization in whose values are shaped by Christianity. But, says Nietzsche, we are also living in a time where a lot of educated people have ceased to believe in God. This is the idea that God is dead. And so, as Nietzsche says, we have a contradiction because we have all these values that came out of God, that came out of Christianity. Nietzsche calls them the shadows of God. And somehow we want to get rid of God, but we want to keep the values. Now, to me, that summarizes Dawkins. I want to hold on to Christian values. I think Nietzsche would say you actually can't do that. Over time, once you blast away the foundation, then everything that comes with that is going to collapse as well. And arguably, that's what we're seeing. The reason we're seeing a decline of Christian values is we're seeing a decline of Christian belief. So is Dawkins' position incoherent or is it tenable in the long run?
Nietzsche famously said, if we kill God, meaning belief in God, we're going to kill man. He died in 1900, and the 20th century was the bloodiest century in human history, partially because we killed belief in God.
I'm Mark Vinette. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.